Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EVN conference call regarding the first quarter results 2013-2014. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, CFO Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Welcome, everyone, to our conference call on EVN's first quarter result for 2013-14 financial year. Please let me start with the major business developments in our first quarter. It was characterized by unusually mild weather. Temperatures in Austria were significantly higher than in the previous year and also above the long-term average. In Bulgaria and Macedonia, the temperatures generally reflected the mild temperatures of the previous year. Wholesale prices for electricity further declined. As of October 2013, EVN has launched an energy efficiency initiative, and we decreased prices for electricity and gas for household and small business customers by 3.6% in Lower Austria. In this market environment, production at our thermal sites does not cover full costs. We are granting reserve capacity to Germany also for the next two winter periods. Coming to the impacts on our business in the first quarter, the results from operating activities were negatively influenced by the quantity effects coming from the weather, warm weather, by price effects in Austria and our CEE countries, and by declines in environmental services. Group net profit decreased by 9.5%. As in the past quarters, we have focused on our cash flow development. Net cash flow increased from operating activities by 82% compared to the first quarter 2012-13. We also confirm our outlook on the current business year, but I will come to that in more detail at the end of the presentation. In the network business, we saw different speculatory decisions in Austria. There was a tariff increase in gas networks by 7.7% and a cut in electricity tariffs by 9%, as both decisions will be effective at the 1st of January. This had no impact on our first quarter results. We are steadily working on increasing our share of renewable capacities. With the new Prellenkirchen wind park, our installed wind capacities are now 213 megawatts. From Walsum, we can report that the plant started commercial operation at the end of December. The claims due to delayed completion will be enforced through an arbitration proceeding against the general contractor and a lawsuit against the insurance company. In Bulgaria, the regulatory authorities imposed a further tariff cut as of the 1st of January 2014. The arbitration proceeding is currently in a phase where the different points of view are being presented. In the environmental service business, EVN received a contract for the planning, modernization, and expansion of the Pushkov wastewater purification plant in Warsaw. In Moscow, our case is still pending. Since the city of Moscow does not stand by the permit granted for the startup of the sodium hypochlorite plant, EVN decided to make use of a guarantee issued by the Federal Republic of Germany. For the waste incineration plant, we are still lacking the construction permit. On the financing side, EVN strengthened its long-term funding by raising a loan from the European Investment Bank, amounting to 150 million euros and having a tenure of 25 years. After this introduction, let us now turn to our group results in more details. EVN's total revenue decreased by 7.9% to 731.1 million euros. This decline mainly results from the lower volume of completed projects in the environmental service business. Additionally, revenues in the energy business decreased due to a temperature-related drop in sales volumes and a reduction in electricity and gas prices for end customers in Austria. Operating expenses in the first quarter also were down 7.1%, were mainly impacted by decreased cost of material and services for the international environmental project business due to the lower project volume and lower procurement costs for energy. On balance, EBITDA and EBIT declined 10.9 and 70.4 respectively to 154.6 and 96 million euros. The financial results, however, increased from minus 11.7 million euros to minus 6.5 million euros. Please consider that the previous year was affected by negative earning contribution of 20.4 million euros from Econgas. As a result, group net profit was down 9.5% and totaled 64.7 million euros. What I want to highlight on is our solid balance sheet structure. Increased for non-current loans and borrowings due to a loan agreement with the European Investment Bank at the amount of 150 million euros. These funds will be used to expand our network infrastructure in Lower Austria and to safeguard security of supply. On top, it further strengthens our long-term oriented financing structure. Net debt could be reduced to 1.5 billion euros due to a strong net cash flow from operating activities, which resulted in a gearing of 48.6%. As already mentioned, financial results improved in the first quarter to minus 6.5 million euros. This development mainly derives from an increased income from investments in equity accounted investees. Please be aware the previous year was impacted by the negative earnings contribution of Econgas. The earnings contribution from RAC, however, dropped in the year-to-year comparison. Total interest and other financial results increased compared to the previous year. On slide 6, you will see the split of the EBITDA contribution by each segment. The main drivers of a positive EBITDA contribution are our stable network infrastructure Austria segment, thanks to an increase in electricity distribution volumes to industrial customers, and the energy trade and supply segment. The latter relates mainly to lower procurement prices that offset decreased revenues due to lower sales prices. In return, reductions in EBITDA were seen in the generation segment as a result of the continuing low market prices for electricity, the energy supply Southeast Europe segment, where tariff care reductions affected our results, and the environmental service segment, where fewer projects came to completion. And now let us come to the business developments by segment in more detail, and firstly, the generation segment. Electricity generation volumes increased in the first quarter by 4.1%. This development is a result of higher volumes of renewable energy sources, which mainly derives from the good water flows and wind conditions, and additionally, from the start of operation of the new wind park in Deutsche Wacker, where we constructed 8 wind turbines with a capacity of 24 megawatts together with a partner. In contrast, production from thermal energy sources fell by 11.1%. Despite these higher generation volumes, segment revenues dropped by 3.5%. This decline resulted mainly due to the continuing lower market prices for electricity and the reduced option value of thermal power plants due to the discontinuation of free CO2 emission certificates. All in all, EBITDA was down 7.4% and EBIT decreased by 13.4%. The next slide shows the development of the Austrian energy trade and supply business. The sales volumes to end customers developed differently in the first quarter. Electricity sales volumes decreased due to lower volumes sold by Energy Alliance Austria outside EVN's Austrian supply region. Natural gas sales volumes also declined due to the mild weather. Heat sales volumes, however, could be improved due to the new district heating plant we built in Steyr. Revenues were down 8.7%, mainly due to the reduction in end customer prices for electricity and gas as of the 1st October 2013, as part of the Energy Efficiency Initiative, and the temperature-related drop in sales volumes. Operating expenses also decreased by 10.1%, reflecting, above all, lower purchasing costs for electricity and natural gas. In total, EBITDA and EBIT slightly exceeded the previous year. As already mentioned before, the last year financial results of this segment were burdened by the negative earnings contribution by Econgas. And I will move on to our most stable segment, the network infrastructure Austria. Distribution volumes in the Austrian network business developed differently in the reporting period. Electricity network distribution volumes rose by 1.1% due to a higher demand from industrial customers. Natural gas network distribution volumes, however, declined by 3.4% due to the mild weather in Austria. The revenue of the segment increased by 1.8%. This figure also includes a change under assets of regulatory account of 6.3 million euros. In total, EBITDA was up by 0.9% and EBIT nearly matched the previous year. And now I will move on to the results in Southeast Europe. In Southeast Europe, After several positive price decisions in 2012, negative decisions in the summer 2013 impacted the results of our segment. In Bulgaria, regulatory authorities reduced end customer prices for electricity by 7.3% in March 2013 and by a further 4.2% in August 2013. As already mentioned, the regulatory authorities announced another cut of charges for household customers at the end of December 2013. In Macedonia, electricity prices for end customers were cut by 3% in July 2013. Electricity generation volumes increased in the first quarter by 13.1% due to the taking back the operatorship of 7 hydropower plants in Macedonia last year. Electricity distribution volumes could be improved by 1.4%, but heat sales volumes to end customers declined due to relatively mild weather conditions. Their revenue decreased by 1.1%, mainly due to the price decision in the region and the lower heating sales volumes. With increased operating expenses, EBITDA in total declined 49.1% to €12.5 million, and EBIT dropped to minus €3.1 million. Slide 11 shows the development of the environmental service segment. The revenue of the segment decreased by 45%, mainly a result of lower volume of completed projects in the international project business. In Lower Austria, however, revenue from waste utilization activities could be improved and the drinking water business reported stable revenues. Operating expenses dropped as a result of the decreased project volume, and financial results also decreased to €2.4 million. In total, EBITDA was at €8.5 million and EBIT totaled €1.5 million. Profit before income tax amounted to €3.9 million. EVN is currently implementing 10 international projects in the environmental service business. The most recent developments include, among others, a contract for planning, modernization, and expansion of a wastewater purification plant in Warsaw that was awarded to EVN at the end of December 2013. About the situation in Moscow in January, I already gave you an update. Coming to the next slide, which shows the development of our cash flows. Gross cash flow decreased by 30% to €106.1 million, mainly due to lower non-cash earnings components from equity accounted investees and a reduction in non-current provisions. Net cash flow from operating activities could be improved by 82% to €99.5 million. The main factor that positively impacted net cash flow from operating activities were a lower increase in working capital compared to the previous year, and a higher current provisions for the marketing of our own electricity production. The net cash flow from investing activities fell by 10% to minus €148.9 million, and net cash flow from financing activities was at €69.5 million. This mainly resulted from a loan of €150 million that was drawn from the European Investment Bank, less scheduled repayments on existing financing. All in all, net change in cash and cash equivalents amounted to €20 million. Now let me talk about the outlook for the ongoing financial year. In brief, we confirm our outlook for this financial year. Our expectations from earnings from our operating business in 2013-14 are lower in comparison to 12-13 due to the price adjustments for energy and network services in Austria and Southeast Europe. The prior period effects that reduced financial results in 12-13 are non-reoccurring, and group net profit should therefore exceed the level of 2012-13. The current distortions on the energy market will, nonetheless, prevent a return to level recorded in recent years. Group net profit should also be significantly influenced by the development of the arbitration proceedings with the Bulgarian government and progress on the projects in Moscow. We think that the consolidation of the existing business and the focus on our core markets are the right way to proceed in these volatile and changing times in the European energy market. Our integrated business model helps us to balance distortions within the energy supply chain. Our main objective is the protection of supply security. This is the reason why we put a special focus on the grid, where a big portion of our investment will go to. Besides that, we also expand our production capacity in order to reach a coverage ratio of 30% on the midterm, which we believe is one of the midterm long-term basis to profound percentage. Our broad and stable customer base and the high customer loyalty are our most important success factors, and we continue to build on this solid base in the future. This was the summary of our first quarter results 13-14. I'm now ready to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9-star on your telephone keypad. In case you want to cancel your question, press 9-star again. Please press 9-star now to state your question. The first question comes from Alexander Karnich, Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead with your question. Sorry, so I lost the question from Alexander Karnich. So maybe can you push 9-star again on your telephone keypad? Thank you. So it's Alexander Karnich from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. So it's Alex Karnick with a CK, please. Thank you for taking my questions. I had one question, obviously, on SSE. In January, there are additional cuts in Bulgaria that's going to affect your second quarter. We've already seen losses at the EBIT level in the first quarter from the cuts that had already been taken place. Would you agree with my view that, if anything, you'll probably see a higher quarterly losses than we've seen in this quarter, obviously adjusted for the seasonality for this year? And then the second question following that is, what sort of measures do you envision to offset that, so that and what's your view longer term now, let's say for 14-15, whether you can return into profitability for that segment?
Thanks, Alexander, for the question. As you have seen, and I tried to highlight, we have seen a couple of changes in prices here. So yep. In 1 year, prices went in the right direction, by the way, not only in Bulgaria, but also in Macedonia. And then in 2013 and now in 2014, there were price cuts again. From today's point on, we would expect at the end of the year that we definitely will not reach the result of the division from last year. But we expect an EBIT around 20 million euros less than we have seen at the end of September 2013. So there is a change. There is, of course, we have to acknowledge this tariff cut, but we are still above the level in this division, which we have seen in the years before that. And to the second question, as you know, the main target there, beside of the improvement of the security of supply and the customer focus, is to decrease the losses in the system. This is the success story which we can show, and we are now in Bulgaria down to 10.8 losses at the end of the year 2013, and when we started 9 years ago, we were there at 17.9. Yeah? So the story is to reduce the losses, because we have to pay for these losses and the price, and this goes direct into the P&L. So one of the measures is the strong focus of reduction of losses. And the second is that, of course, in this environment where the volatility in the regulatory framework has increased, that also the investment program and the repair program will be adjusted.
Next question comes from Deborah Wilkins, Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, good morning. Just one question for me. Could you help us understand what is driving the weaker earnings at RAG?
Good question. We had an extraordinary result there in the year before due to a change on the provision on ERS of 39. And we had an additional profit of 7.1 million euros. So if you take this away, then the difference is not so big. The overall performance of RAC on a yearly basis is quite stable.
Thank you.
At the moment, there seems to be no further questions, so I would like to repeat. If you would like to ask a question, please press 9* now on your telephone keypad. Please press 9* on your telephone keypad. Okay, one question again from Alexander Karnik, Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead with your question.
I guess I'll just take my chance, and I have a few, and seems to be no other questions. Can you go a bit more into, maybe a little bit more color on the outlook for the environmental division? In your last year's annual report, you speak about a flat development. Is that on an EBITDA, EBIT level, which means there's probably, again, very little construction completion? Is that something where I'm right in assuming that? And the second thing, the Warsaw contract, is that a boot contract or a construction-only contract? This is my first question.
Yeah, Alexander, I can confirm that we see the international project business out of this environmental service division. We see it quite flat on the level that the big question is Moscow moving in this period till the end of the year, at end of September or not? What we did there is that we also stopped to work with the subcontractors as long as we have not a green light. And we, as you know, we have now drawn the guarantee, the German guarantee, for the sodium hypochlorite, and this step is an unusual step. If you have to take this one, then it shows that the whole thing is not solvable the easy way, but with the new German government and the activity of the current Minister of Economics, we hope that things will now proceed faster. But from today's point of view, if you ask me if we will make a big breakthrough till the end of September, I'm very cautious about that, because the proceeding for this guarantee alone takes 6 months. Yeah, so we are almost in the summer there.
Okay.
And the second question, it is as a turnkey project in Warsaw.
Okay. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Am I still on? Okay. Thank you very much for that. Process, how that guarantee thing works is sort of you applied for, I think the guarantee is for 250 million. That basically covers your investment costs, right? Okay, fine. Another question I had was, obviously you showed a very strong cash flow in Q1, and this is your focus. It sounded a bit in the how you phrased it as this was a bit of a one-off. Could you elaborate a little bit where you see your operating or free cash flow this year versus last year? Is it up, down, flat?
Well, we had a very strong result at the end of September 2013, yeah. And on this level, we have to be cautious, yeah. But what we are doing, as maybe the whole industry is doing, yeah, that in these times to focus on the cash flow is very important. What we really did, I think, our guys very well. We focused on the working capital, and therefore. We will have a good result on the cash flow, but not so strong as at the end of September 2013.
Okay, very clear. Thank you very much. And last question is, you mentioned it a little bit already, respective Moscow. Where do you stand in terms of the arbitration with the government of Bulgaria, please?
Yes, the court has been constituted. Now the material is prepared, and you can be sure that we do our job there very carefully, because this, we think, is one of the things how to solve the problem also. Because, as you know, in Bulgaria and Macedonia also, they have very transparent regulation, but sometimes they violate their own procedures and regulation frameworks. And on this basis, to prove that, I hope there will be an interest also from the other side to settle at the end this case outside of the court, as it has happened in Macedonia a couple of years ago. But it is obviously necessary to build your case strong, and then to get an agreement on the future regarding the regulatory framework, and also the laws are really adapted in a European style. So this is a mid and long-term process.
Okay. The last questions I had is obviously there's a bit of moving parts in Lower Austria in your grid business, gas tariffs up, electricity tariffs down. As I understand that parts of the tariff cuts in Austria is basically a pass-on of lower costs. Is there anything or anything that you can share with us how EBITDA is developing year on year, considering these many moving parts here? Obviously, I mean, it's going to be slightly down.
There are two things. First of all, and this might help you. As you know, we are having a five-year regulatory period for gas and electricity in Austria.
Yep.
So for electricity, it was now prolonged from 4 to 5 years. And the new regulatory period started with the 1st of January 2014. And at the end of a regulatory period, you have the possibility to outperform. Now we start again on the level of the adjusted level as the regulatory authorities have put us. Second thing is that we have invested in two high-pressure gas pipes, and this is also reflected now in the tariff adjustment. And on the electricity level, it is around half of the cut is coming, but just passing through lower costs. So we are very confident that we, on the midterm, have here a very stable business segment, and this is also a strong part of the identity of EVN Group, that we are experienced in managing regulatory assets and also our grid work. So I think despite of the higher investments we are doing in the electricity in the next 3 years, the overall performance will be very stable.
Okay, that is very, very helpful. Thank you very much for all of your answers.
Thanks, Alexander.
No further questions at the moment, so I would like to repeat. If you would like to ask a question, please press 9* on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Teresa Schinwald, Raiffeisen Centrobank AG. Please go ahead with your question.
Good morning. For me, only technical questions actually remain. About the usual question about the order backlog in the environmental services segment. And as a second question, I would be interested in why the current provisions for the marketing of the electricity production increased. And thirdly, if you could shed some light at the operations of the Walsum power plant in the first month, so kind of what the operating hours are and the like. Thank you.
Okay, so the volume is still 549 million euros of the order backlog. The second thing is regarding the provisions. Walsum is stable. As you remember, we built up 127 million euros provision there for the long term. And now, of course, the power plant is working, so part of it is changing into the short term. This is how we are handling this. As I mentioned at the beginning, we see that the market forward prices are still in 35 euros per megawatt hour, which is quite a low. Of course, this is also influencing the value of contracts. Therefore, we have a higher provision for the contracts regarding Dürnrohr. The third question regarding Walsum. From our technical staff, we have heard that they're doing very well. They're just normal things in this first period of working of the power plant. So the concern which we had and which you maybe mentioned also is the boiler working or not. We can confirm that this reconstruction was done very well, and we are on a good track there.
Thank you.
No further questions at the moment. So once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9* on your telephone keypad. Please press 9* now. So there are no further questions. Mr. Shuskovitz, maybe some final words for the audience.
Thank you, everyone, for the attention. And just to mention, we're expecting 14 degrees in the afternoon. So you see, this winter is obviously not coming back. Thanks a lot. See you at the half-year results.